Let's get into another secret. It is vision. People have to be able to see it, taste it, touch it, and feel it. When you have vision, that's in the section of empowering other people. As Warren Bennis said, leadership is the capacity to translate vision into reality. So what is the blind spot? We've all been to those rah-rah motivational meetings where the future's laid out and everyone's supposed to jump on board and get excited. The CEO gets excited, has enthusiasm, and proclaims to the whole room why they should endorse the vision. Everyone politely listens and waits for it to be over. There might even be some applause. The next day, nothing has changed and everything goes back to normal. The blind spot is just because it is your vision and you are excited about it does not mean others will buy into your vision. Even if the vision is in their best interest, they will resist the change. What does the research show? The role of a leader is to express a vision, get buy-in, and implement it. That calls for open, caring relations with employees and face-to-face communication. People who cannot convincingly articulate a vision won't be successful. More than one-third, that would be 36% surveyed, value a visionary people person for their leader. Charismatic leaders are meaning makers who interpret reality to offer us images of the future that are irresistible. Meaning is important for follower identification with the leader and his or her vision. And we know that leaders that clearly articulate a vision found higher levels of the following. You ready? Job satisfaction, motivation, commitment, pride in the organization, and organizational productivity. So let's get into the meat. Many times there is confusion between a visionary person and one that has a vision. A visionary person tends to talk a lot without doing much. A person with vision is able to recruit others to their vision. They are always moving towards that vision, and there's no doubt what the vision is. They have an inner strength that drives them even when challenges arrive. A charismatic person must be able to communicate this vision, get buy-in or commitment from others, and make it so compelling that it seems realistic. This vision inspires and empowers others to reach for the stars. Vision lets us get past our fears and our worries about what could go wrong. It allows us to get past any preconceived notions, barriers, or limitations. When you have charisma, your vision is driven by your passion and your conviction. A vision of a charismatic leader inspires others to have confidence not only in themselves, but in their ability to do it. Having vision bonds everyone together and creates a common purpose for everyone. The challenge is when vision is presented, most people don't buy in or have ownership. The perception is it's all for you, all about you, and they don't know where they fit in. They could feel manipulated and resist the change. Remember, most people feel more comfortable with their present situation than risk anything for a better future. A true vision diminishes the fear of the failure, negative thinking, and promotes synergy. They want to know what's in it for them in the long term. Why should they support you and your vision? How does this affect the whole team? Your vision builds a bridge from the present status quo to the future objective. All human beings yearn for direction and guidance. That's why someone with a vision is so alluring and charismatic to us. Charismatics are able to create a strong, clear vision of the future. People will jump on board when they can see there is a solid, vivid vision in place so they can touch, taste, feel, or see. No one wants to get onto a sinking ship. People want to know, what's the plan? Where are we going? What are we aiming for? Your goal is to powerfully present how your vision is the solution to their problem. Your vision must bridge the gap between their present situation and their desired situation, where they are and where they want to be. Vision is powerful because it keeps us focused on the future objective instead of getting stuck in the current worries of the day. It gives us direction and purpose for the future. It creates a big picture. A cohesive common vision brings people together and unites them towards the same goals and objectives. Charismatic people have clearly defined vision and are filled with great enthusiasm and expectation. Remember, more than anything else in life, vision, whether it's yours or somebody else's, dictates your day-to-day decisions. When the vision is clear, the right decisions are easier to make. So let's talk application. What does it take to create a compelling, vibrant vision that excites everyone and causes them to want to join your team? There are a few critical elements you can implement when you create a vision that causes others to become committed to the cause. Create a vision everyone can share and win. Paint the picture in a way that makes the vision come alive. Make sure there is a common goal or a common enemy. Make sure your objective is clear and precise. Unrealistic or ambiguous visions die fast. Be able to offer an action plan that seems realistic. Who's our example? Jack Welch. See, Jack Welch is a great example of visionary charismatic leadership. He transformed GE with his ability to create and deliver and inspire vision. He was known for never compromising in what he said he meant. In the 80s, Jack Welch had the vision of streamlining GE into a more competitive company. He created a vision to eliminate inefficiency and cut corporate red tape. He had everyone buy into the concept that every company under GE should be number one or number two in their industry or get out of the business. Initially, he had critics, but his vision, charisma, and convictions turned his goals into reality. Welch pushed people to perform, but he also would hand out some great rewards. He went on to earn great respect not only from GE, but from all of corporate America. So what's the key here? The key is to help someone get out of their worries of the past into the vision of the future. Understand the opposite of vision is worry. When someone is stuck on worry, it is because their vision of the future is not strong enough. They can't see themselves doing what you want them to do or what you've asked them to do. Worry is a form of fear that paralyzes people and their ability to take action. Worry expends energy, pollutes their vision, and distracts them from their goals. Don't let them focus on the worry of their past mistakes. Paint a vivid picture of the future. Give them hope, encouragement, and the tools to see themselves doing what they want or need to do. Help them get out of the past and into the future. Let them know that their past mistakes will not cloud their future potential.